Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucking.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a
That's right. Excuse me. It's time. We ready to get down right now. Excuse me. Hold on. Hey, Dave. I mean, 713. We good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Dave. Loud and clear.
All right, cool. For sure. All right. This is the way we do it. Damn, man. I'm doing so much of my videos now, man. You know, you guys really looking at them motherfuckers and you're really acting right, too. I love it. And Dave, I love you being on there, you know, straightening them out when they're making some bad, you know, calls out there, man. Hey, this is the Ask Rosebud Show. God damn it, this is what started everything. We going to really kick it tonight, man. If you guys want to call in, it's 657-383-0809. Press 1. We got a lot of shit to kick it about. I mean, everybody here knows what time it is. All you guys got questions, man. Let's go, 254, what's up?
What's happening, Rosebud? This is Big Steve from Texas.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I got two things, man. I called to give
okay.
you no props, man.
Come on.
I want to give you your props, man, and I want you to know, man, I'm proud of you because I'm watching the videos and I see you getting real good at being patient. That's good, man.
Thanks, brother. I'm trying, man. I'm
hey,
trying.
Hey, man, you're doing it. Hey, man, good, I sit there and watch you, man, and you just calm and relaxed and smoking your weed. I say, look at him. He's getting better.
That's what we do, man. Appreciate it, man. You got any questions?
Hey, man, I never have questions because I do a whole lot of listening.
That's what's up, brother. Big Steve.
Hey,
stay down, Big Steve. I love it.
All right, be good now.
Yeah. Hey, 228, what's happening with you?
How was you, Rosebud? Fred Perryman.
What's up, Fred?
From Mississippi, yeah. Earlier you say how to please a woman, but I want to get your take on what I said earlier, but you didn't get a chance to answer, bro.
What was that?
I said all women should be treated affectionately on occasions, but to show her man that he is affectionate at times, but beyond that, be treated firmly so she can know when to take him seriously. Am I in the ballpark or what?
Well, you in the ballpark, man, but I'm like this, man. All women, all they deserve is to live and breathe because everything else, they're going to earn from me just like you going to earn whatever they get from you or whatever you get from them. So I don't really all this and all that. No, I'm talking about the ones that want to deal with me, then I do that because what I'm saying is, bro, whoever want to deal with you, you know, they're going to have to understand you have an affectionate side. But they ain't going to, you know, well, you ain't going to let them have you showing them affection because you have an affectionate side. What you're going to do is you're going to understand here and there what's going on and you're going to let her see that. But you're going to make sure you don't express that, you know, willingly. Hold on, man. I'm sorry, you guys. This is my SWU. SWU, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Who is this? Ahmed, you got to call me back, man. I'm doing my radio show right now. I thought you was a caller. Come calling in. Call me at 8 o'clock. Oh, I texted the wrong number, but okay. I'll text. I mean, call me at 8 o'clock, Ahmed. Later. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. Fucking dude called me. But any goddamn way, let's just get into what I'm talking about. Because that's it. Any motherfucking way, 228, who am I at now? 228, we finished?
Yeah, we're finished, bud.
Okay, cool. 901, this is got to be Tennessee, man, Memphis or something. What's up, 901?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? This is Malik from Memphis, Tennessee. Exactly correct.
Hey, what's happening, Malik?
Man, nothing much. First and foremost, because it's my first time on the show, God damn, thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? I understand I'm on the radio and all, but thank you, man, because I understand. And just want to touch bases on the what all women. It's not really a question, more so a thought pattern that I want to see your view on, but it is relevant, definitely relevant. Just knowing when you get to know the woman, you know, is it okay to be affectionate if the person is not reciprocating it at the time? In other words, you're still wandering, but you're not attached. But you're showing affection. Is that okay? In my book, it definitely is.
Bro.
I got you. I'm showing up.
Hell no, I don't do that shit. You know, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, you guys want to bleed blood from a turnip. You know, somewhere along the line, you guys heard a motherfucker say, if you squeeze a turnip hard enough, you can get blood out of it. And you guys squeeze the shit out this turnip, and all you get is turnip juice. That's because that's all you getting out of it, man. You ain't supposed to be trying to show no motherfucker affection that ain't reciprocating. And you ain't supposed to be showing affection. This whoever woman has to deserve your affection. And when I mention affection, it ain't about showing no bitch. It's about her... Are me being able to recognize that I need to be able to show affection. I'm not going to ever accept that I should show affection because I know how to be affectionate. Man, if that bitch ain't worthy enough for me being affectionate, for one, I'm not even being with her. Why are you with a bro that ain't reciprocating, man? Be real.
No, there would be no reason for me to be with a broad that's not reciprocated. No
man,
reason.
Man, you went one. You went one. That's why you asked that question. Come on, be real, man. What's up with you?
No, Rosebud, I am being real, man. It was a question, but it's not my current situation. I don't have any balls
okay.
at the time.
Okay, hold on. So... You standing up that ain't you, right?
Not at this moment. No, sir. I have been there, done that now.
Okay,
I won't fly
okay.
away from that, but not at this
okay.
moment.
Okay, we getting somewhere now. I was going to ask, but you can already answer it. I was saying, then you asking that question based on some other past experiences or something, and you basically say you've been there, done that, so you would say yes to that. So what I'm saying, all you guys, you can't live in the past. What happens to a real motherfucker? Something happens, something go on, and this motherfucker learn from it. Period. And you don't even think about it no more. You learn from it, and fuck whoever it is that want to take you back there. My point to you, bro, what I'm saying is you have to be about you. And a lot of people don't realize this, but I'm going to tell you this. And it'll make sense when I finish. all of you guys understand it's only two people involved in a relationship. That's you and her. Now,
right.
If you in the relationship and you thinking about her, you trying to be affectionate, you trying to be whatever way, and she's in a relationship and she's thinking about her, she wants all this affection. I'm not talking to you. Listen, she wants all this affection, and it ain't necessarily good or bad. What I'm saying is that equation is fucked up. Because if you're thinking about her, she's thinking about her, who the fuck is thinking about you? There's only two people in there.
You
can't expect me to be thinking about you and help that relationship. She got to be thinking about you so you can be thinking about her. Or both of y'all be thinking about yourselves. Or both of y'all be thinking about each other. I mean, either one of them works. You just have to know which one you're dealing with so that you don't have to go crazy trying to deal with something that ain't there. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
What you're saying is, you know, just to make sure, is if it's not what you shouldn't, because the sign's going to be there. I 100% guarantee you the signs should be there within the first, I don't know, but it's going to be there. And if it's not what it should be, ain't no way that you need to keep trying to force something because it's just not going to work anyway.
Hey, check this out. What I'm saying is this. If you seeing that it ain't working, instead of you trying to make it work, you should try to make what you see in work. Otherwise, think of this. Just like you be trying to make it work and it ain't working, what about if you trying to make it not work? Because bitches like to go opposite. They do. So you trying to make it not work. You doing everything. She going to fight like hell to make it work. I'm saying it's all about you, man, in the end. That's where I'm coming from. What do you want? Because if it's about what you want, there's a way for you to get what you want. You need to understand what you want. If it's about getting her to start showing you what you want her to show you, you have to devise a way to show her she needs to do it. That's all. I don't care what she say or where she coming from. All I want to know is what she say and where she coming from so I can devise a way for me to doggone stay on top. I ain't going to be dealing with no woman not being on top. And the way you volunteer to be on bottom is to keep responding to that shit without thinking about yourself. That's all I'm going to say on that, bro. I hope you understand that.
No, I got what you're saying.
707, what's up with you, bro?
Yeah, hey, man, I bought your course, and I just wanted to tell my story.
Okay,
so I remember first I didn't want the confidence course. You know, I didn't want it at all. You know, I got trust issues, so I had talked to you, and I think right around the time of a Doobie funeral, you told me to call you. But I called you, and you said something to me, and I ended up going with the confidence course. And I mean, the course is so dope, I was getting it for, I didn't really know what reason I was getting it for, but I ended up using it for like 3 or 4 months just for my personal life. And then after that, I started to use it more for my confidence. So I really didn't know what I was looking for. And, I mean, I guess if I knew what I was looking for, then, you know, I probably wouldn't have needed the course. But the course is dope.
Look, man, I am glad you called. I'm glad it was dope for you, man. And you know what? The only thing I would suggest, if you ain't dealing with SWU, you're going to love the course more if you ever start. Because a lot of guys, I'm not saying you, but a lot of guys, they water down that course, man. and they make it to where it's easy for them to do what the course is asking them to do. When you come to SWU, you're going to have to do it the way it's supposed to be done so you can get what is supposed to be gained from doing it. And all I'm saying is revisit that course, man, two or three times. Each time, you're going to see that you missed something. And I don't care how many times you revisit it, each time you're going to see, and each time you're going to keep growing, bro. That's the beauty of that course. It keeps giving, man. All right, wow. Thanks. Hey, hey, 713, what's happening? Oh, that's Dave. Hey, you know what? Dave, before you say something, before you say anything, 707, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
707. You
can
fucking
hear me?
With me. Yeah, I can hear you, man. You fucking with me, man. Because you got my chorus. Now, I'm on the show, and I didn't recognize your voice at first. But when 713 came on, something just put me in school mode, and I hear Joe Cinco. I hear Joe Cinco. Ain't that right?
Yeah, this is me. I was going to say something, but you moved on.
Hey, man. All right, bro. You guys, I'm telling you, y'all love this. Let me see. What I'm saying, when a person speaks, you can hear where they're coming from. And if you listen to them, you can hear a lot of shit. And when I was listening to you, Joe, I didn't really put it together with you, but you were saying shit that was SWU shit. But I didn't say nothing because I always bring SWU into the conversation. I was trying to not to, but then Dave just come on. It's like a conference call. What's up, Dave?
Right. You had to just, it always just pop up, you know? But I listen to it all the time.
Well, that's dope, man. Dave, what's happening with you?
What's up, Professor? I'm at work enjoying the show, man.
Okay, that's what's happening, man. Hey, make the work go past a little quicker, huh?
Professor, man, you know I love this shit. I follow you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Radio, video, audio, school, everything. I'm tuned in.
Hey, for sure, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, you guys, listen to this. Tonight, I got some real dope for you. I mean, being a man of substance is really difficult to show. It's just difficult to show because women, they so up on shit. You guys think they stupid, but I'm here to tell you they ain't. Women ain't stupid at all. Women have an innate ability to be able to tell who they're talking to way before they know the kind of shit that I be busting. But what you guys are not realizing is that women are starting to listen to this show. Women are starting to hear all this shit that I'm telling you. They laying in the cut. They ain't pressing one, but they hearing it. But you know what they do? They know my email. They know my Facebook shit, and they instant message me. They want me to keep on what you doing, Rose, but you just don't know how right you are. Now, are they talking about I'm right because I'm Rose? Well, talking about pivot bitches? No. They talking about I'm right because I keep being on you guys. Telling you how you ain't shit because you let these things that I be on you about pass. Women want dudes who think, I hate to say this, fellas, but they want dudes that think like me. Because what y'all don't understand is I could catch any one of them motherfuckers that all I got to do is reply in a mode that's going to make me catch. I don't be trying to catch. That ain't my thing. But I do hit them. Hey, I'm going to keep woo woo, but I'm gonna say this, woo woo, but you know, yeah, I ain't looking out for y'all, but I'm glad. You know, I be saying whatever, but my point is I know that them motherfuckers won't do that think clearly. They won't do that can think clearly because them motherfuckers is basing their thoughts on some shit they didn't produce. They don't want motherfuckers that base every goddamn thought they have on something some other motherfucker didn't say it. And then you sit up and talk about, hey, Mr. David Smith said, you know, and I watched the do this. Man, they don't want to hear that fucking shit. One of the most goddamn important things you can learn from my black ass is to know what the fuck you talking about when you talking to a goddamn brawl. Don't be using words that have or could be taken ambiguously. The reason you don't want to do this is she can take or make the word mean what the fuck she wanted to mean because you're being ambiguous. And you think her meaning is going to build your whatever statement up to be the one statement that she needed to hear so she can fall in your goddamn arms? She's not going to do that. If you leave it up to her, it's going to mean whatever it can mean so that your ass can't get what you want. So that she can remain in control of the situation because you and your ambiguous motherfucking ass want to use some kind of words that bitch can interpret. No. Sit means sit. Period. That's how I kick it. I ain't trying to say nothing so goddamn slick that your ass can sit there and tell me you understand. And I think you do because I'm talking about taking your ass to get me some money and your motherfucking ass is talking about going to eat dinner. You fucking motherfucking, well, I ain't talking to no bitch. But any motherfucking way. Well, what I'm saying is you might not even know that she didn't process the word as you meant it to be. You might not, check this out. You might say something like, you going to get down with a brother? Now, come on. You talking to a white bitch. You going to get down with a brother? I sure am. So she's called recalling the last movie she seen with the word get down in it. And the motherfucker was talking about dancing. So she don't want to be look stupid. She ain't gonna say, hey, are you talking about dancing? And you gonna say, well, she ain't asking. But what I'm saying is, you're gonna be talking about going and get some money because you said get down because you know what get down means. But since you're a coward ass nigga, you're gonna hope that bitch understands what you think, because you're too coward to tell her what you think. And you ain't even brave enough to wonder if she really do know. So you keep on talking. When she say, yes, I want to get around with Chip. You at a club. She say, yes, you want to get out. And you keep talking. This bitch is looking at you thinking, well, when we gonna go dance? But she don't say shit because your motherfucking ass was talking. And you got her wrapped up in your combo. Now, what I'm saying is this. You don't want to take that chance. You don't want no broad misunderstanding you. For one, you don't want to waste your time. For two, if she do, and you just start doing something she think is wrong, then goddamn, you're going to have a problem. You don't want to use too many goddamn street terms for the same reason. It can mean one thing to you and a totally different thing to her. But further than that, what you really doing is taking that goddamn shortcut that y'all take called conversation away, and you're really conversing. Because when you say you go get down, little brother, right, it eliminates you having to explain what getting down is and convince her that getting down is the thing for her to do. No, you don't know how to do it, so you surely don't want to bring it up. But I'm saying, I'm sharper than you guys. Now, I don't give a fuck what you think. I keep telling y'all, when I get at a draw, I don't try to say the slick shit motherfucker's saying. But the shit I say is slick as a motherfucker to the bitch. That's what I'm trying to catch. Because even though a man could record it, I'm not finna, you know, record it so you can hear what I'm saying. I'm going to record it in my mind so I can remember how well it worked, so that I can remember to execute this every time I bust on a bitch. She definitely want to hear that you ain't no big old square and all that kind of shit. So you do want to sound like you know what you're doing. 616, I mean, excuse me, 626. What's happening with you?
What's going on? But I think you kind of just answer what the fuck I was going to ask you, because you were saying, you know, when you're getting out abroad or whatever, you don't come at it with no slick terms. You're talking to her pretty much plain. But as far as my understanding goes, when a pimp, I'm not saying you're no pimp or nothing, we already know you're extra anyway. When a pimp's talking to a bitch, he's getting at it slick, or he's talking slick. He using certain terms or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, bro, you understand? Let me make sure I heard you. You said when a pimp is getting at a bitch, he be talking, he uses all the slick shit. Is that what you said?
Now, I said that's what my understanding is. Now, you could clarify that.
No, listen. Let me tell you something. If I was in the game right now, you know why I wouldn't clarify it? Because I need damn fools like you, man. Because that's what makes give me more bitches. Because what I'm saying is, you can believe what you just said, but if you believe what you just said, then all those motherfuckers out there using them slick-ass terms would be deep with bitches. The only motherfuckers out there deep with bitches is motherfuckers that know how to break down what they saying so that this goddamn bitch could understand the risk she about to take is worth it. Has many, many times the value that she ever even considered. But he can't break that shit. Hold on.
So what's your next?
He can't break that shit down if he don't know that he's supposed to expose that shit to her. Now, what was you finna say?
Okay, I was about to ask you, what's the definition or not? Or what's your take on slick talk then?
Listen, man. I don't fuck with definitions. You know, people that need definitions.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. Shit, I already know that. That's why I stopped.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, what's my take on... my take is whatever the fuck I think. Slick shit. You know what motherfuckers be saying. Any kind of word that could mean something that you try to... I don't know what y'all saying. I don't even have any... of terms. Well, I do know motherfuckers say, you gonna hit that track for me. You know, track means you gonna get some money off a hoe straw. If this motherfucker a hoe and you talking to her, she gonna say, yeah, I know. But if the bitch ain't no motherfucking hoe, she don't know nothing about no track. And I already gave you a definition of the whole thing I said. When I said when you talk to the bitch and you say you gonna get out is a slick front term. Don't you think?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Because you don't know what I'm saying because I ain't really saying it yet. What I'm saying is, this is my whole point with you guys and these fucking needing definitions and shit. You have the capability or the ability to motherfucking figure all this bullshit out yourself. Because ain't no way in the world you didn't know what I meant. It's just that it's better to you to sound like a damn fool and ask that shit. That goddamn shit is not better. That shit ranks you. And you do that with, not you, caller. I'm not talking about you. Let me put you back in, matter of fact. And you do that with bitches. When you talking, you don't even realize you've done it, but you do it. You do the shit with bitches. Why are you talking? And I, personally, I spot all that shit. And anybody could fuck with SWU, let you, will tell you, you can't do that shit with my shit. And if you do do it and try to explain it, I'm going to rank you. And I ain't going to be mad at you. I'm just going to show you what I'm talking about, where I'm coming from, period. 707. All right, goddammit, you ain't fooling me this time, Joe Cinco. What's up?
Right. Well, actually, I was calling to say two things, and it just kind of popped into my head right now when he was talking to him. Because I always email you or hit you up and ask you a question, but then I just, you know, I just think about it. I just use what I've been practicing from the course or whatever, and then I end up answering my own question. Like you said, he already knew what the answer was, and if he would have thought about it, you know, and that's ultimately what I do. Is I end up thinking about it, and I'd be like, I ain't asking that dumbass question.
Well, that's what the thing is, and that's where I'm coming from. That's my whole point. My whole point in kicking it with y'all is to make you be able to goddamn think while you're talking to a bro. You know, you can't, you just can't wait until something has happened before you understand what you should do about things that happen. Because I do. I understand what I should do about things, which things is plural, Joe. So what I'm saying is, let's say things for me is seven different things. What I'm saying is any one of those seven have seven or eight or ten offshoots. So it is exponentially, whatever the word is, it keeps getting more and better. Because if you think the way we think, you could think and solve your own problems. So therefore, as you're thinking about it, the way to solve it comes to your mind too. And when you really get used to doing this, you're going to be doing two things at once. You're going to be addressing a problem and solving it in the same thought. Think of how much faster you're going to be than the next motherfucker, man. This is where we going at SWU, bro. And I don't care if it takes an extra semester or whatever time it takes. You in there, and all you got to do is keep fucking with me. You're going to see, just like you're seeing. I'm putting you back in. Come on. If I see you again, Joe, I ain't picking. Because they're going to be seeing you. You paying, Joe Cinco. 419, what's up? 419, you got a question or what? Okay. So, this is, I don't really like doing this shit like this, but I'm going to do it. The reason I don't like doing this shit, because if I do this, how I get at a bra or whatever, instead of you motherfuckers using that as an example, you'll just take what I said. And you won't understand this very important fact. What I say will work. What I say will work for you. As far as being, if it's, let's say I want it to be humorous or whatever. What it's going to do is going to let you get error and have success with that line. But you know what? If you go any further, you're going to lose the bitch. Because that line determines a certain kind of conversation. And unless you meet, you ain't going to think like I think. So you ain't going to know where that line really, really should go. So the next thing out your mouth is going to be a mismatch to the line. and the bitch ain't gonna wanna talk to you. So you gotta, okay, 901, what's up? This is another Memphis brother. Man, Memphis in the house. What's happening?
No, this is still Malik. This is still Malik.
Okay, what's up?
Just what you were saying with when you was talking to, I think, 262, when he asked that question about the whole pimp deal and all that. I don't know if he's still online, but just to piggyback off of that, because that was such an important point, it's not, in my perspective, when you're in front of broad, it's not no need or no way possible that you can be slick, because you got to be yourself conveying what you got to convey in order to know if she's in tune with it. Bullshitting her is bullshitting yourself. So don't,
hold up,
you know, worrying about
up, hold up, hold up, hold up, caller. Let me tell you how you fucking wrong this two left shit. Listen, if I'm at a bitch and I'm saying you don't use no slick shit, that's because you don't want her to misinterpret your words. But your actions,
right,
and the words you do use, first grade, second grade words, are going to definitely show that bitch you slick. And it's going to definitely show her if, or let her make the decision if she want to spark with a slick motherfucker. But instead of looking at it as a motherfucker that's trying to be slick, like she would if you, you know, using slick words and all that shit, she would be looking at you as a motherfucker that is slick. And that would be exciting for the bitch. So you got to watch what you say with Bud, because I ain't going to let you misstate shit. I am a totally slick coming across motherfucker. Because you know why? The first thing they say to me, not the first thing, but one of the first things they say to me when I'm at them, oh, shit, how many women you got? They say that all the time.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed
to do. Not because I said nothing slick, but because of my demeanor, how I'm acting, the way I'm carrying the conversation, the way I'm popping off with everything she's saying included, but I'm still leading the conversation. She don't see that. And that's a slip. That's a motherfucker been dealing with bitches. So no matter how you look at it, he's slick. But the broad gonna like it because she had to figure it out. She didn't. I didn't come off slick. Hey, what you got on that?
Just the reason why I agree, but my thing with slick is, you know, before you explain yourself now, my thing with slick was a hidden intention. You know what I'm saying? And so I just wanted to make sure it wasn't that.
I already told you I don't know what you're saying. Plus, why would you want to explain why you took a nail and hammered it in your hand? I'm saying it's crazy. Why would you want to explain it? If I said, God damn it, and explain what hammering and the nail going to do to you and blah, 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 you know, and you understand what I'm saying, but you're going to start saying, well, I thought if I put the nail and hit it in my hand, and you start explaining it. What good is it going to do, bro? Don't nobody want to hear that damn shit why you thought that shit about whatever. Let's hear the growth. That's all I want to hear. If you understand it, you agree with it. Oh, yeah, Rose, but I see what you're saying because this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Something to reinforce what you're getting so I can know I'm kicking it with a motherfucker worthy of kicking it with me. I don't care.
No,
why
man.
You're doing something wrong. Hey, listen, I don't care why you're doing something wrong. You shouldn't care why you're doing something wrong once you realize it's wrong. It don't matter why you did it. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
If you was in the crosswalk, you walking across the street, you're safe, and somebody came, bam, ran your ass over, would you want to hear why that motherfucker did it?
No.
So what I'm saying is, listen, what if this baby was in the back seat and some kind of way fell out his back seat and he turned around to get the baby and ran you over. He gave you this excuse. He still wouldn't get it. There's no reason, there's nothing good enough for him to run you over. So what I'm saying is you got to think of shit you're saying right now like that. Nothing you explain about whatever you was been explaining or nothing you think about that will make it any more right.
Man, I was trying to get clarification on your version of Slick.
Bro,
because Slick
I
has
know what
different
you're trying
meaning.
To do the same thing again. I know what you was trying to do. I'm not trying
yeah,
to say you.
Yeah, but don't paint me out to be an asshole, bro. There's none of that going on.
No, bro. That's you taking that. I ain't even. If I thought you was an asshole, I'd have made it the way you can't even talk. I'd have blocked
you
out. I ain't trying to say you no asshole, man. I'm trying to tell you there is no reason for you to think that way. And the longer you think that way, see, as a matter of fact, that was a good example of thinking that way. You missed the point of everything because you think I'm trying to call you an asshole. No, man.
I got you.
I'm trying to tell you, you can't keep thinking wrong. If you do, all you're going to do is reinforce the wrong shit that wrong thoughts make you do. Period. Now, 419, what's up with you?
What's going on?
I'm good, man. I don't know, you get on the phone or you're on the speaker or something. I'm sounding funny. What's up?
Hang on. Hear me better now?
Yeah, I can. Come on.
All right. This is Romeo, man.
Romeo, what's up?
Yeah, what's good, man? What's good? I just wanted to comment that whole thinking thing. You know, when you start fucking with the course, you don't ask any questions. You have answers. You understand what I'm saying? And I like to do this mental game where I have a motherfucker ask me 5 questions. And every question they ask, my goal is to come with an answer within 2 seconds or less. And I don't give a fuck what that question is. Unless it's just some hard-ass shit that I got to really, really think about. But if it's something that, a general question, ask that motherfucker within 2 seconds or less.
What do you get from that, Romeo? Let's say you asked them to ask you 5 questions, and they did, and you answered them in 2 seconds or less. What is that? What does it do for you?
It just makes me sharper. It makes me quicker. It makes me more sharp.
You know what?
Hey,
Romeo, it does all that. But you know what it makes you do? It makes you go hard on baby because you're so confident. It ain't nothing she can say that's going to throw you. It's you reinforce that. Why? Because you put pressure on yourself. Now this pressure is on you. Now she's shooting the questions. Now the pressure is on you and the questions coming. And you still thinking in 2 seconds. You still coming up with the damn answer. And I bet this right here, how many goddamn times have they stumped you in that time?
They don't. They don't. And like you said,
Wait. They didn't get it how many times?
They don't.
Now, that's what I'm saying. You would think for me to, you know, think. Well, any kind of question, any kind of answer in 2 seconds, I couldn't do that. But you see, you can. And you see, every time you can, you make that commitment even more. Because it doesn't even matter if you get it right or wrong. It matters that you don't let it stop you. Hey, that's what it's about. Go ahead. If you got something else, man.
No, that's just it. Like, you know, that's it. I'm telling you, if you try that shit and then you had a bitch, you know what I mean? When she throw you off a little bit, you going to be so used to thinking so quick that you going to just come up with some shit on the fly right there. You ain't going to be standing there talking about, looking stupid. You going to come up with something to say. Period.
Hey, well, let me answer this. How do you know that?
From being with you, goddammit.
Well, no. That's a good answer, but no. You know that because you do it. You do the shit open in class. You do the shit. I hate to say this, but motherfuckers pictures of him in the bed with fresh bitches he knocked. I'm saying, come on, man. You do this shit. This is how you know. This is not you bragging or whatever the hell. This is some factual shit that you didn't went through. You didn't achieve a certain level that's higher than you ever expected to be, and know good and well you going higher. Come on. That's dope. That is pure dope. And I got it. Hey, I'm putting you back in, man. That shit is dope. Hey, and you guys, I know, I paid them all. I paid them, and that's why they call me. So you, please, whatever you do, don't believe them. They're being paid. So what I'm saying is this here. I have prepared an attack in a matter of seconds, just like what Romeo was saying. And I'm going to follow my plan, no matter what. I'm talking about motherfuckers. You know, I might see a brawl at a restaurant or somewhere out. And I decided that she needs handling. So I decided I'm going for the juggler. I'm going to go for the juggler's man. I ain't going to try to be doing nothing like it. See, you guys always ask me what I say or how to catch. I'm going to give you two lines I would use on the whole, or a scorpion, it doesn't even matter. You know, we'll talk about what they represent after I tell them, but if I ask the woman, excuse me, if the woman asks, hey, what are you doing? 9 out of 10 of you motherfuckers, bud, just sitting there chilling. Waiting for the bitch to lead you out of nostrils. Waiting for her to put her baby finger in one of your nostrils and start pulling your ass. Because you going to go wherever that bitch. Don't just chilling. That bitch come up to me and ask me some shit like that. I'm going to look right at that bitch and say, sitting here trying to look as cool and confident as I possibly can. So, and then I'm saying that shit, I'm going to be then walked up on her a little bit. So, as I exude this aphrodisiac type of coup, your hormones might respond to it. Are they? That bitch, I don't give a fuck what she's saying. I just give a fuck that I bust on her like that. But let me tell you, let me go a little farther. And when I asked that bitch, are they? Talking about her hormones, when I asked her, are they being affected, I raise my motherfucking eyebrow, but I won't smile. Let me tell you, you can play hard or soft with this. If you want to play hard, you don't smile when you sleep or when you wait for her response. You just ain't doing it because you're playing hard. This is being cold, putting her on guard, which you'll notice right away in her response. And when she says, you're mean, because she definitely going to say that, that's because she see it and she like it. So when she say you mean, you know, if you want to soften up a little, you can smile kind of broadly as you say this shit. And you smile when you listen to her. You basically say, I am mean, but I mean is as mean does. Now, this is going to send her a signal because she don't know what the fuck I just said. And I know she don't. All I need her to do is ask me, what did I mean? And I'm going to go off kicking it, and she's going to be wrapped up in my conversation, because I'm going to take that and get to telling her about me. And before she can think of any more questions to ask me, as I tell her about me, I'm going to be asking her this and that. Can you understand that? Woo woo. And just by me keeping her ass occupied, listening to me and responding to me, 20 minutes going to go by and that fucking bitch going to be mad. Now, if you call yourself a shit talker and don't know these things, you're at a motherfucking loss when it comes to really talking shit. Now, the bitch, you know, might say no to something I said. And I wanted her to say yes. But I'm ready for any fucking thing that bitch says, regardless of what she says. I'm going to say my neutral line. I don't care what the fuck she say. If she didn't say no, fuck off, or some of that kind of goddamn shit, I'm going to tell her something like anything to throw her off, but I'm going to tell her something like that wouldn't bring your little fine ass a little closer to sniff my neck and see if we can't, you know, change that. Because I'm saying I want to see, remember, I asked, I just want to see if my aroma is or my appearance or whatever is getting her hormones going. And like, you know, of course, I started out with her saying, yeah, but she might say no. And I'm telling you, when she say no, well, then bring your little fine ass a little closer and sniff my neck and see if we can't change that. My aroma should attract you. Or I might not be for you, baby. Or you might not be for me. Then again, you may have a cold. And you might have a sniffles. And they run an interference. I'm going to have that bitch wrapped up in what I'm saying. Period. I'm not scared of no fucking bra. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all have been, I get to talk shit, man. 707, what's up? Did I get you already?
Nah, I was calling to speak on what Duke and Memphis was saying.
Again, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got a lot to say.
Oh, man, what, man? Make it quick, Joe.
Man, so Duke from Memphis, it was a perfect example of being confused about what was going on because the word slick talk itself is ambiguous, meaning that it has more than two meanings. So he was trying to argue his point because he didn't really get what you were saying because of that word. And that's exactly what you was trying to get at.
Exactly. There you go. Hey, 678, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, quick question, though. It just called in. So I was just
bro, you got something going on in the background. You need to mute. You can't mute your phone, then I won't hear you, but you got something going on in the background.
Yeah, I'm from pool right now. Hold on, let me cut off that real quick. I do, got to ask you.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, right, go ahead.
So, all right, man, so I was going to ask you, I had sent a girl a message, and, I said, what's good with me and you? Like, no, that's not what I said. I said, can I make you mine? And she said, are you sure you want that? So I was wondering, like, I ain't respond yet. But I was wondering, like, what do you mean by that? No, if I'm sure I want that. If I already said, you know what I'm saying, can I make you mine? You know? So I'm kind of stuck.
Bro, you talking about some tech shit, right?
Yeah, I sent her a message.
Wait a minute, man. Listen at you. You barely can talk. You so excited about this fucking text. It's a text, man. They can write anything. Listen. They can write anything. It doesn't mean shit. Nothing. Get it through your head,
right,
and don't ask me no more questions about no goddamn text. Why ain't you went over to wherever that bitch is? Evidently, you got her phone number. Why the fuck you didn't call her? Because you don't want to know the questions that you don't want to know the answers to the questions that you're asking because you already know them. You didn't call her because you're a scary ass nigga, and you just so scary. She said hi, and you want to know if she in love. Motherfucker,
damn.
Call her.
Okay.
Call her. Quit being
scared.
Sure, call
sure.
Her.
All right, bet. I'm going to call her, bro.
Call
it,
her.
It ain't no scary shit, though. All right.
Check this out. Check this out, man. Let me show you something. You saying it ain't no scary shit. That's because you saying, listen, I don't need you to comment. Just listen. You saying it ain't no scary shit because you will talk to the bitch or whatever. That's why you say that. But just, man, some motherfuckers will shoot a gun. Some motherfuckers will run out in the middle of the street. What that got to do with it? With anything? What I'm trying to tell you, what you scared of, is stepping up and finding out what the hell is going to happen. Whatever she said means. You don't need to call me and ask me what it means. You don't need to make yourself so scared that you can't really get at her because you don't know what this means. You can't tell me that ain't what happened either. If you are honest,
okay,
brother, you can't fucking tell me that ain't what happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened.
So what I'm saying, goddammit, do I know you?
Nah.
Have you ever called here? Called in? You ever pressed one?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I listen to your show almost every weekend. Every weekend.
Oh,
6, 7, 8.
Okay. All right. 6, 7, 8. Well, what I'm saying then, I still don't know you. But what I'm trying to establish is that I have no knowledge of who you are. So how did I know what happened? I knew what happened, no matter how loud I am or how aggressive I talk. I knew what happened because I know. I didn't experience it. I can tell by what you're saying what time it is with you. The truth of the matter is, bro, you're scared in a lot of ways. You don't want to believe it, so you run around scared, and you keep not getting bitches, watching everybody else getting them. You get pussy. I'm sure you done fucked a bitch before. But so what? She chose you. You want to catch. You want to be able to catch when you go out. Not every single time. That would be cool. But you want to be able to catch because you master fear. If you do that, you'll be able to catch. Bravery is no, let's go with fear. Fear is not really something other than a particular feeling that you can control. You can't control whatever scares you, but you can control what being scared allows you to do. That's where you need your work, because
okay,
you can go past all that bullshit as far as some bitch saying this or that, because that's what they do, bro. You need my course, man, so you'll see. I put it to you like that. That's what they do. They're professional rejectors. They know exactly what to say. Just by you saying what you say, they chicken shit. They like hit you in the nuts all the time. You know, instead of them knowing, oh, I see you weak right there, let me kind of be cool. No, they go right there, hit you right in the nuts. You know, and you gotta get sharp enough to prevent that. And it's about what you think, bro, more than you know. Handling these bitches is about what you think. Having serious confidence in the thoughts you're having about this particular situation will make you move on it without even questioning yourself. You better fuck with me, man. You know I'm here. It's up to you. I'm going to put you back in. 901, I'm getting you. Come on.
Man, just one thing. I appreciate you for telling me what you told me earlier. I had to stop and think about it. I was taking it the wrong way, but it's just like medicine that tastes nasty, but it's still going to heal you, man. I appreciate that, man. I really do.
Hey, man, that's why I do it, man. That's why I do it, man. I know you ain't really, you know I ain't coming at you no kind of way, man. I do. I come at all y'all whatever way necessary.
But it's real.
Like you said, it's like that medicine. Hey, you sound like a brother. Have you ever heard of 3 sixes? Not the 3 sixes with the devil. I'm talking about that medicine. 3 sixes.
Yeah. I already know where you're going.
Moms would have to give you ice cream, cake, and everything to get you to take those 3 sixes. That shit was the nastiest shit in the world, but it knocked your cold out in 20 minutes. No matter what's wrong with you, that's your shit be knocked out in 20 minutes. Three sixes, man. That's what's up. Hey, you guys, listen, this is some good shit, man. See, the thing about me, you know, I'm not going to let a woman, not because she's a woman, I'm not going to let a person, but more so I'm not going to let a woman, you know, lead me into no particular conversation other than the one I want her in. Now, I am sharp enough to let the bitch think she leads me, and I will follow her because I know how to be passively aggressive. I know this stuff. I know when to use this stuff. I see it. Just like I kick it with y'all, and you could be saying whatever you're saying, and I don't even know you, and it sounds like we've been kicking it for I don't know how long because I didn't bust you out or whatever. I do that with brows. But see, with you guys, y'all kind of deny it. Bras, cream. How did you know that? Oh, my God, how did you know that? I never told any. They be creaming. And I know how to do this. And 9 out of 10 times, it's a fucking guess. It's a guess. Based on me paying attention to this bitch and me making her statements mean something to as far as what I want them to mean. When I get enough of them, I put it all together and it comes out to whatever she is as far as the conversation, what it showed me. And then I surmise it and I tell her, girl, you one of them, you know, women that's fried, everybody been, you know, you're so used to dealing with making dudes do what you want. I started listening to all kind of shit. How did you know that? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, baby, I know it because I ain't lonely. I'm alone. There's a big difference. See, you motherfuckers lonely. You can't be alone. See, I can be alone for weeks. I ain't got to have no bitch. But if I want one, I'm going to get her. I know that. So it don't even bother me when I ain't fucking with nobody. See, none of you motherfuckers know what the purpose of coming at a bitch like this does. I mean, is, do you? It ain't no judgment type shit. I just, you know, would be surprised as hell if one of you motherfuckers actually knew the purpose of this giant game I'm spitting. Like I tell you, I don't, you know, want to waste my time, 5, 10, 15 minutes tops. I know. I know because I studied my craft of being a conversationalist. The purpose of these types of statements, excuse me, is to see if you can control her moods or her emotions. You can't easily catch a woman unless, you know how to manipulate her moods. If you can't manipulate her, what the fuck would you want to spend any more time fucking with this loser bitch for? That's what I think. Man, I can't make this bitch laugh when I want to. I can't make her get serious. You know, I be trying to handle her. You guys don't know. But before I was a motherfucker, I was acting like a motherfucker. Before I was a pimp, I was acting like I was a pimp. Shit, I'm a born actor. So when it comes to getting down on a motherfucking bitch, I can play any part my mind tells me is needed. You better get hip to this shit I'm talking about. Whether you know it or not, this is why you motherfuckers listen to me. Because I tell you shit you don't know nothing about. Let me tell you guys something, and I hope some of them motherfuckers listen now. Them motherfuckers y'all listen to, start paying attention, and you're going to be able to hear. They listen to my shit. And then they steal my shit and go on their show. Not that they steal it. They just steal the topic. Because they can't kick it about the shit I talk about. Man, come on, man. Never mind. I tell you real fly shit about how to catch. I ain't saying send this amount of money, move. I'll tell you how to catch the bit. I don't know. You don't hear me doing that. You don't hear me doing anything like that because I don't give a fuck if you catch a bitch or not. I give a fuck if you know how. And none of you do. You don't because you don't care. You don't care to know what any other shit you say means. You don't care to know what any other shit I say means. That's why none of you know what catch a bitch means. If you did know what catch a bitch means, you would be able to catch one. Catch a bitch means that you think you have sharpened your conversation enough to get her abroad and get her interested in you. I know none of you motherfuckers do that. You not only think this shit that I just said, you then bring her to your goddamn environment, and the way you live matches what the hell you saying to that goddamn bitch. And you doing this shit because you know how to pique a woman's interest in you. And you know now she's curious about you. You don't necessarily show her your house, but just being in your environment, being around you, she's even if it's at McDonald's, she's going to be able to see how you are. And as a motherfucker of substance, you know damn well that you can take her curiosity and flip it to having her full attention. And thusly, you can catch her. So you guys living in a crazy time because you're dealing with women who prefer to have a dick. They will prefer to have a dick. I'm just sorry to say. You motherfuckers act as if you would fucking want to have a pussy. You motherfuckers allow the women to make the decision when it comes to how you should be as a man. You can't appreciate women if you got a woman. You can't appreciate other women. You allow the bitch to have her girlfriends over and say all kind of goddamn foul shit knowing full well you can hear it. Some of you motherfuckers even go buy your bitch's tampons because she feels, oh, because I feel bad, fucking cramps. Bitch, if you don't get your motherfucking punk ass up out here, my daughter, my motherfucking wife, whoever the fuck ain't getting me to buy no motherfucking tampons. Shit. You motherfuckers afraid to be a gentleman to these motherfucking women. I know it because they don't really respect chivalry. But I'm telling you, they do respect chivalry. They not only respect it, they have full desires for it. It's just you motherfuckers have let it pass because of that bitchy attitude from you motherfuckers. I'm here to tell you, open the door for a woman that you had pulling her seat out, resting her coat, and any other gentlemanly thing you can do will get you special notice from even the 21st century bitch. And I guess you guys say, but in today's climate of women, how can a man really, you know, show his courtesy and be appreciated for doing it? First, we got to know the definition of a word. One definition of chivalry is being courteous and considerate, especially shown by a man towards a woman. Another one has to do with the qualities of a motherfucker's good medieval knights, such as courage and honor and loyalty towards others, especially women. These ain't the motherfucking definitions I actually go by. I go by a combination of them motherfuckers, tempered with today's understanding. Mainly, to me, the definition deals with what it takes to be a respected man and what it is to have honor. That's my definition. In order for what chivalry means to actually be executed, women would have to believe that they are the fairer sex, which they don't. So why be chivalrous? What does it fucking mean, being chivalrous? The bitch don't think they're the fairer sex. They don't need you like that. To me, it means doing things that will get a woman's attention and her libido working together. That's what chivalry's for. You motherfuckers get her attention. Then you want that libido to get started. No. I would get her attention and her libido working together at the same time. That's why I brain fuck the bitch before I put my dick in her. That's all we used to do. That's all we use the different shit we do. I'm talking about weak pants. If we were polite or courteous to a broad, she giggled and we laughed, but it was a signal that we showed to get that pussy. Is the bitch want to get that pussy? A nigga just passed the pussy and started talking to her about some shit she could do. Fuck you and your pussy, bitch. Nobody want to do that goddamn shit. Chivalry in my day was a tool. You know, when I was a little boy, being chivalrous, you know, it just made it easier to get the broad in the mood. And I guess we thought, you know, she would reward our chivalrous chivalry with a shot of that pussy. And most times she did. I mean, shit. This is what we did. But still get the same respect no more. 4-7-0.
You are now the host, too.
Hey, 470, what's up?
What's up, man?
All right,
I had a question.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Man, what you think about like dating websites, man?
Hey, bro, why would you? I know, but I mean, you know, people do what they do. I think a dude that would go to a dating website is gonna run into the same thing he runs into when he's out on the street dating. He ain't gonna know what to say to the bitch. I know that. Just because you met somebody on a dating website, what, that's gonna make you become interesting? It's gonna make you be able to talk? It's gonna make you be able to, you know, hold a conversation? No, the dating website just makes you shoot yourself in the foot more often.
I see.
All right. Okay. See, dating websites is fine. You know how to fuck with bitches. If you know how to fuck with bitches, you go on a dating website, you might can find a bitch you want to fuck with. But when you go on a dating website, 9 out of 10 times, the bitch you finna fuck with ain't even like she says she is. So 9 out of 10 times, all you do is get to date this bitch, you waste your time. Because she's a liar. That's what she's on the website for. Oh, I like this. I'm joyful. I'm this way. And, you know, every 14 days out of the month, I like to stab a motherfucking, you know, and burn up the house and all. They ain't going to tell you that shit. Man, when I was a motherfucking kid, growing up, women wanted to receive that kind of attention. That motherfuckers, you know, as far as not sex objects, but, you know, they wanted you running around grabbing at their pussy or looking like that. You know, they expected the door to be open for them, you know, if you was going on a date. And if you didn't do it, it didn't cause the date to go bad. But if you did do it, it became a point in your favor when it came time for the side to decide if you want to let you tap that ass. We didn't call it chivalry back then, but, you know, there was a code most of us, you know, followed, even into our young adulthood. If we liked a girl, one of the bras at school or one of the bras at work or whatever, it included being chivalrous at times. Even me, a cool motherfucking old dude like me. Even when I was in school, I would walk around the class when I liked her. Shit, most women back then, they weren't in any way gay. And to be treated like a lady was like high on their priority. But now, you know, these bitches act like they dick bigger than yours. Most times it is. All she got to do is go in the drawer and put the batteries in it. That motherfucker come alive. 14 inches of motherfucking of some goddamn latex that'll do of you. Yeah. But you know what? Where's the rest of the body? Where's the motherfucker saying the shit that she needs to hear? That's why that bitch bought that motherfucker's big old ass deal, though. Because all she wanted, if that's the case, is to get fucked. But that ain't all that bitch wants. That bitch used that deal, though, because the motherfucking body that she looking for can't fit it. Because a motherfucker like me, my dick ain't even big. If that's the case, I hope, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, what I'm saying, they don't need to. I ain't never heard no bitch talk about the size of my motherfucking dick. Because I know how to fuck with a bitch. Women like motherfuckers like me. See, most women, they weren't gay at once. But, you know, the feminist movement, all that kind of shit. Hold on. All that feminist movement shit came and, you know, they started hating dudes. After a couple of generations of this, you know, mentality, women hate dudes, want to compare themselves with dudes, and now they breeding it into their daughters, and as those motherfuckers grow up and become women who have children, they continue to breed it into daughters. See, at first only the boys suffered. You know, they was being raised by women who castrated them with the ingraining of the new woman's destiny. They was determined to raise boys who was not like the men of yesteryear. They wanted men who was female friendly, like you guys. Today there's so many women who still don't believe they're equal to men. Excuse me, but shit. You won't hear them admit it out loud. Because every bitch talking about they equal. And all you motherfuckers, they equal. As far as humanity, they are equal. But as far as a person, motherfuckers ain't hardly equal to me or you. Can't do half the shit you can do. Well, you can't have a baby either. Well, bitch, you can't make one. So, shit. What the fuck I care if I can have it? You couldn't have it if I didn't make it. But see, you motherfuckers will let that bitch say you can't have a baby. And you say, oh, yeah, okay. I guess I can't do it with me. And shit, fuck that. Over time, you just get what we got today. A lot of women who partially believe in the traditional beliefs of man and woman, that a man should do all the gentlemanly things. And you have a lot of motherfucking women who don't want a man to do goddamn shit for them, except for provide sperm. And that's where the problem is. That's where y'all's dilemma is. Because you being dealt with bitches that has been, this really not something they got to believe. This is something now that they have ingrained in them. 3-4 generations of this shit. And you are got to deal with it. Just like me. I got to deal with it too. But the way I deal with it, I cut them off right away. Look, I ain't going to suffer for some goddamn shit you think about whatever punk motherfucker you was with. If you can't forget that shit, forget fucking with me. Hey, man, I'm going to tell a bitch that. Shit. That's just what I'm going to do. Why? Because I'm going to be real. I am going to be real. I'm not going to be trying to be some bitch won't because of whatever. When I do chivalrous things today, women will flat out tell me, that's so gentlemanly of you. I wish other men was like that. But I tell them, you know, a lot of women don't even respect the fact that men are like that. The bitch say, you right? Because I am. Not that I'm right. It's just that women don't openly show that type of appreciation. That's why you don't look for appreciation when you do that kind of shit. You just do it, and you keep going, because as you walk, that bra's burning a hole in your back, wondering about her eyes is on you. If you're in the store, you're going to see her looking at you 3-4 times before you leave out that store, because they like this shit. Look, this is a good show, but we as men must realize that, you know, the women of the day only stand true to the basic ideals of the goddamn women's liberation movement. The fact remains, she still is a woman and has all the desires of the women of yesterday, but they are suppressed under all the weight of liberation, all that bullshit, you know, and it's not bullshit because they did need liberating, but they've already been liberated, so they don't have to run around screaming about it no more. At least that's the way I see it. You don't argue any facts, you know, when you with a bullheaded woman. You ignore her and continue being the gentleman you intended to be. And as soon as you can, dismiss yourself. That's what we do. They the ones going to miss out. All right. You know, I didn't use all my notes up. Goddamn, get through that shit pretty nice. It's 7:30. All right, you guys, I'm out.